Collective Genius, The Art and Practice of Leading Innovation. Authors Hill Brando and Truelove Lineback. Innovation and Leadership. Volumes of research were conducted on innovation, and as many or more on leadership, but almost nothing was done on the connection between the two. Leading innovation and what is widely considered good leadership are not the same. That leadership matters to innovation should come as no surprise. Innovation is a team sport, as one leader said, in which individual effort becomes something more. Somehow, in the language we've come to use, truly innovative groups are consistently able to elicit and then combine members' separate slices of genius into a single work of collective genius. Creating and sustaining an organisation capable of doing that again and again is what leaders should do. What collective genius looks like. Pixar released Toy Story in 1995, the first computer generated. Then it has released Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Finding Nemo, and so on. Pixar survived because it has only been consistently inventive. Moreover, no solitary genius, no flash of inspiration produced those movies. On the contrary, each was the product of hundreds of people, years of work, and hundreds of millions of dollars. What Catmull, the computer animation pioneer who confounded and then led the studio discovered in making Toy Story, was the critical role of leadership in creating an organisation or context that fostered enabled innovation. He understood innovation could not be compelled or commanded. Leading innovation. Engage in discovery-driven learning, since innovation is a problem-solving process. It's really about searching for a solution by creating and testing a portfolio of ideas. Innovation is a process of trial and error, often to embarrassing degrees. It requires a mindset of try, learn, adjust, try again. If Pixar had no failures, then that would suggest it had lost its passion for doing cutting-edge work. Leaders support integrative decision-making. Making integrative choices, which often combine ideas that once seemed in opposition, is what allows difference, conflict, and learning to be embraced in the final solution. The paradoxes of innovation. The unavoidable paradox at the heart of innovation is the need to unleash the talents of individuals and, in the end, to harness those talents in the form of a collective innovation that is useful to the organisation. The definition of innovation, something new and useful, reflects this paradox. It's easy to think of many new ideas, but it's more difficult to convert those ideas into something new that actually solves a problem. Promote improvisation and structure. That innovation tends to emerge from trial and error makes it highly improvisational. Many leaders, of course, like structure because it provides the comfort of control. They neither understand nor feel comfortable with improvisation and autonomy that innovation requires. Recasting the role of the leader. Leaders of innovation create organisations where people are willing and able to do the work of innovation, where everyone has the opportunity to contribute his or her slice of genius to the collective genius of the whole. Leaders need a different mindset about how leaders foster innovation from their organisation. Creating a community. A sense of community is powerful because it's about belonging and above all, identity. Members consider their inclusion in the community as a key part of who they are. Its collective we helps define the I of each member. Thus, members feel a strong bond with each other and are eager to do their part in supporting the vitality and advancing the cause of the group. That shift in the perspective when we becomes as, or more important in key ways than I, is what enables every member to do work that feels unfamiliar or risky but is needed for the good of the community. Whatever form it takes, purpose is the glue that integrates the work of one into the work of many. Purpose, not the leader, authority or power, is what creates and animates a community. The importance of shared values. Members of a true community share values. They agree about what's truly important. Sometimes these values are stated. Remember, the brand values innovative, responsive and valuable, but often they remain implicit. If its shared purpose defines who we are for a community, its values define what matters most to us. By shaping priorities and choices, they influence individual and collective thought and action. The organisational ability to innovate matters because innovation requires certain organisational skills that a leader can encourage and help develop. Creative abrasion. Creative abrasion is the first of the three core capabilities that enable a group to innovate. It is a process with multiple steps because innovative solutions rarely appear fully formed in a flash of insight. Instead, the evidence is clear that most innovations arise from the collision of different ideas, perspectives, and ways of processing information. For this to happen, groups must first generate lots of ideas and keep massaging them, as at Pixar, in order to find one breakthrough idea. Creative agility. Creative agility is the second capability through which organizations develop and test different options, learn from the outcomes, and try again, and in many cases, again and again. Creative resolution. Many people believe that once solutions have been generated and refined through discussion and conflict, creative abrasion, then tested and further evolved through trial and error, creative agility, only one simple step remains: choose one of the solutions and run with it. In fact, this third phase of the innovation process is far from simple, because the best innovative solutions often combine ideas, including ideas once considered mutually exclusive. The leader's role in creative resolution. Indeed, the ability to see a problem whole and then integrate a variety of perspectives and ideas is a crucial part of the innovation process. It was a key concern of leaders like Catmull. Most decisions are little more than the simple selection of one opinion to the exclusion of all others, or some sort of splitting the difference between the alternatives. What's needed instead is a healthy decision-making process. Leaders guide their organisations to keep multiple options open. To help them do this, leaders of innovation make sure that there are community practices, values, structures, and rules of engagement that foster this kind of integrative decision-making. Leaders create space for integration by keeping things simple, flexible, and open. In contrast, effective leaders of innovation view structures in all of its forms and as a flexible tool for fostering the process of collaborative discovery and creative resolution. Leaders of innovation lead differently, by avoiding a top-down decision and by forcing each team to experience for itself the strengths and shortcomings of its ideas. A leader could create a setting where each team could develop its approach fully. Inventing the future. Indeed, some leaders are conducting experiments to learn how to address a challenging world. They are trying to create what we call Collective Genius 2.0. The problems they aspire to solve, they found, required reaching outside the firm to locate collaborators, in some cases even across sectors. Finding solutions, these leaders realised, would increasingly depend on their ability to combine organisations and categories of expertise that had previously been separate, and in some cases, in competition. These leaders were building ecosystems that broke down the traditional boundaries between organisations and even sectors. Given the problems fostering innovation within the same organisation, It's not hard to imagine the huge obstacles confronting a group of organisations that have never collaborated before. Innovate or evaporate. Some lead startups, some lead well-established companies, trying to figure out how to sustain success while others take over organisations that had lost their way and desperately need rejuvenation. The innovations produced by their groups ran the gamut from new products and services to business processes, organisational structures, business models, and social enterprises. What their experiences can teach us applies to all global organisations that face constant change, and hence they have to innovate or evaporate.